Hello everyone, this is Katarina and I want to welcome you to our free life energy healing event. And today's event is about healing sadness and depression. So if this is your first event, because we have a lot of new people joining, I want to give you a quick overview on how we're going to do this today. First, we will set a powerful intention together. Because when we do this, we just increase the outcome when we all do this together as a group. And then I will start with the healing. The healing energy is not my energy. It's a universal field and we can all connect to it. It doesn't matter where we are in the world, because this is it's become quite a popular event and it's an international event, so to speak. And usually I do a few rounds of healing and ask you how you feel. But as of lately, I have found out also doing my own sessions that actually it does work, of course, but it just takes a lot of time then for you to go back with the memories and see how much the number has dropped. So what we're going to do is we're just going to do one big round, and then we're gonna at the end of the session you can let me know by when you use the webcast, you can send me an email and I can address this during the call, or you can also raise your hand and I will let you know how this works if you're on the phone, and you can share your experience, or if you have any questions I can take a question. Great. So when you experience sadness and depression, this is usually an issue related to the heart chakra. So we have these energy centers in the body, and a chakra just means wheel. And every energy center not only gives energy to the surrounding organs, but it also has an emotional theme. And for the heart chakra, that theme is love, compassion, care, appreciation, and then also the other side of the coin, if you want to see it like that. When the heart chakra is closed, you feel disconnected from others. Maybe there is this sense of something's missing, a loss, like this hole in your heart. And when you're really depressed, it's like the heart chakra shuts down. So then it's really closed. And then you don't get any joy anymore. No matter where you go, you might see other people having fun, but you just cannot connect anymore to others. And that really is when the state of depression kicks in. So we're going to focus on the heart chakra. And it's important that when we do the healing, if something comes up for you, and I mean maybe an emotion, I want you to not suppress it, because this is really the issue with depression. With sadness, you still feel the emotion, but with depression, you might feel numb, right? So it's very important to move the energy through, because every emotion is an energy in motion. And when you don't allow yourself to express it, and some people have a fear that when they start, let's say they start crying, it will never end. But this is not the case. It's a cleanse, right? So if you feel something like that, I want you to express it. Maybe you want to cry. That's completely fine. Or you can also allow yourself to just breathe through it, because through the breath, you're also moving energy. So please don't hold anything back. Know that this is part of the healing. We just want to release. Once the energy is released, you're going to feel better. Your heart chakra will be more open. When it's more open, let's say you have really depression, you might feel more in the heart. Maybe there is some pain, but it's better than feeling numb, because numb is already the end state of depression. Okay. If you have sadness, it might feel much more open and you might not feel the sadness anymore. So depending where you're at, just know, my intention is going to be that the healing will happen in your highest interest and good. So that's very important. And then when the heart chakra is more open, beautiful things start to happen. you will feel more connected to yourself, you will feel more alive, and you will also feel more connected to everything around you. And that's the state when the heart chakra is really open. Let's say you are in love. We all have experienced this. Everything, no matter where you go, is beautiful, right? Because you connect through the heart, and then you feel connected and alive. And this is really the truth of who you are, because you are not a separate being, even though it might feel like this when everything shuts down. But the truth is, we are all connected. And once you feel this connection again, the natural state then is joy. Okay, fantastic. So I want you to right now close your eyes. And just take a few moments here and connect with yourself. So connecting means just feeling into your body. Maybe feeling into your heart area in the middle of your chest or the heart chakra. And just notice right now what you feel. Don't judge it. Just notice where you're at. Let's set a powerful intention together. So we're going to set this intention now as a group. So please do this with me. The intention today is to release sadness and feeling of being cut off, depression from your heart, so that you can live again in joy, joyfully, and open your heart. Let's do this together now. And my intention is also to for you to have this healing so that it happens for you in your highest interest and good. And then also I'm going to include here in my intention everyone who's going to listen to the recording of this session so that you get exactly the same benefits. Or if you want to listen to it again, if you're on the live call and you want to listen to it again later, you still can get all the benefits of this healing. Great. So now what I would like for you to do, I want you to imagine something. Use your wonderful mind to imagine now stepping into a beautiful white light. The light comes from the sky, surrounding your entire body. This is the stream of healing light. This is the God or universal mind that knows how to heal, that knows exactly what you need in this very moment for your highest interest and good. This is the field that knows what coherence, harmony, peace, and love is, and it knows exactly what to do in your particular case. It's an all-knowing field. Fantastic. So, and I'm also going to now open the field for healing. As I said before, we are working with universal energy. It's not mine. It's a universal energy field that knows. And I'm going to start now. So, and while I do the healing, I want you to just stay open. Stay open to whatever happens. Breathe through it. Something comes up. Maybe nothing comes up. That's fine too. And just let go. Okay, so we're going to start. And we're first going to start with focusing on the heart chakra. We are releasing any tension in the heart. Any thoughts of, I'm not good enough. No one likes me. The world is against me. We are releasing past hurt, allowing you to move forward in your life, to letting the past be the past. You're going to send a powerful healing impulse now to your heart, allowing you to let go of sadness. Allowing you to feel yourself again, feeling your heart again. Giving you the courage to open your heart again so that it can release what's in there that doesn't serve you anymore. Everything that is not in harmony with life. I'm gonna let this now run. And I'm just gonna say if something new comes up, I will let you know what this is. Connecting you back with your soul, with your soul signature, that is the highest vibration of unconditional love. Allowing your soul to come back so that you can feel it again. Releasing any resistance to healing, any feeling like I need this sadness or this depression for whatever reason, conscious or unconscious. Releasing any learned behavior. Maybe your mom was depressed or someone else in your family, and that's your state of being because that's what you learned. We are releasing any programs, any learned behavior coming from your lineage, male or female, allowing you to step fully into the light of who you are. If you want to, you can also focus breathing in and out through the heart. But you don't have to. Releasing any pain from a loved one passing away. Knowing that nothing is ever lost, that you can be still connected to your loved one, even though he or she is not in physical form anymore, allowing you to feel the connection through the heart, in love, not in pain, connected to love, but not to pain. Releasing any resistance on the mental level, aligning your mind, your emotions, your physical body, your spirit, your energetic body with the healing. Releasing any feelings of injustice. Why did this happen to me? Any resistance to accepting the past as it was, knowing that you can now move on, knowing that you can now create something new for yourself, something that's more aligned with who you are, that is aligned in joy and ease, giving you the courage to do so. allowing the energy to flow through and into your heart chakra, washing away a lower vibration of sadness and depression, raising that vibration in your heart. Releasing beliefs like the world is not safe, love is not safe is a big one here as well. Releasing these beliefs, knowing love is always safe. Love is who you are. This is your birthright. To be love and to love. Giving you the ability to trust yourself again. Trusting the universe. Trusting that yes, you can hear. Releasing shock and trauma from your heart chakra. Trusting the healing energy that it knows what to do in your specific case for you. Surrendering to it. Leaving behind any identification with being sad or being depressed. Sometimes when you have this for a long time, there is the ego has an investment in it. So we're releasing this now. I am love. This is who I am. Giving you the ability again to see and perceive and notice love all around you, in nature, between people, within yourself. Opening your heart again to allowing to receive, allowing yourself to receive love from others, love from the universe. Opening up to gratitude, feeling grateful, appreciation, care, compassion. Those are all heart-centered feelings. releasing disappointment in others, being disappointed that others didn't live up to your expectations, disappointment that you might have done something that you regret. Oh, we need to release regret. That's a big one. Yeah. Regret. We are releasing regret. Regret binds you to the past. So we're releasing it now. Being fully present here. Coming back to the present moment. Leaving the past behind. The past is the past. It doesn't exist anymore. Only when you energetically and emotionally and mentally hold on. So, let it all go now. It's not important anymore. What's important is today, right now. Again, the ability and the courage to move forward, knowing you don't need to repeat the past. You've learned the lesson here if you needed to, but now it's time. It's time to bring in something new, something that's aligned, something that is alive with who you are. That comes easily. Again, releasing any lingering sadness, any resistance, any numbness, any feeling of being cut off from life and from yourself. Giving you the ability to let it all go now. Release tension from your chest and heart. Letting go of the idea what needs to happen, maybe between you and someone else. Letting go of that idea so that you can align with what wants to happen, what the universe wants to happen, because it wants to steer you into this direction of harmony and peace. Sometimes we hold on because we're afraid. We don't know what the future holds. So we stay in a familiar situation just because it might not be good for us, but it feels familiar, it feels safe in some way. So stepping, allowing yourself to trust in the direction of the universe, trusting your spirit that always communicates with you, that wants you to listen. Allowing you to trust the unknown, following the guidance of your heart. Knowing that you're always safe and protected. Letting go of struggle. allowing yourself to open your heart again. Open your heart. Allow yourself to feel the love that you have also for yourself, right? Releasing negative self-talk. That's also a part of being depressed. You're believing a story about yourself or your life that is not real. It's an interpretation. It's an interpretation. It's a negative interpretation. The story only exists in your mind. Someone else would make a different story or have a different story. Letting go of putting yourself down. You are already perfect. You're human. We all make mistakes. Or maybe it's not even a mistake. Maybe it's just something, it's a learning, right? It's a learning. Embracing your humanness. No, you're not perfect. That's okay. I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. Giving you the ability to notice when you are harsh on yourself and letting that thought go. Returning to compassion. Compassion for yourself. Compassion softens everything. If you have compassion for yourself, you can't be depressed at the same time or sad. Or maybe you're sad. That's fine. But then you don't put yourself down. That's a very, very important step for healing. Not judging yourself because you feel the way you do. That just makes things worse, right? So compassion, that's a good one. You're doing the best you can, others doing the best they can. We all only can act upon our level of consciousness. So if someone hurt you, that person acted because they had a certain consciousness at that time. Right? So if the consciousness would be very high, you can't hurt someone. It's not possible. Right? Because then you are love and then you want others to be well too. It's just when your consciousness goes into protection mode, hurt mode, that's when we lash out. You do this, I do this, others do this. So that's why we have to raise our consciousness. And that's what we're doing right now. Raising our consciousness to align with love, compassion for ourselves, for the world, for others. That's a powerful energy here. Compassion is what we need. Compassion brings in love for yourself. Releasing also pain and sadness that stems from your inner child, right? We are releasing these two right now so that your inner child can be happy and joyful. Putting her or him, so your inner child, into that bubble of love. So that you can be connected to your inner child in a joyful way. That's the part of you that is childlike, that wants to play, that wants to have fun. It's also the creative part that has imagination and sees things as an adventure, right? Life is an adventure, not as something you have to get over with. Oh, that's a big one. Yeah. So releasing the sadness, disappointment, hurt from your inner child. connecting you back with the joy of your inner child. Allowing yourself to feel whole again. Releasing any sadness, any resistance with healing. Giving you the ability to let it all go now. It's not who you are. Love, coherence, harmony, peace, wholeness, all in your field now. Open yourself to receiving these frequencies so that they raise your vibration to a harmonious state of being. Allowing that energy to heal you and remind you of your wholeness. You're going to bring the energy of the frequency of those sentences now also in your field. I am whole. I am love. I am loved. Loved by the universe. By others. Love for yourself. I am complete. Okay, all right, take a deep breath in and exhale. Whew. So, that was a lot. I want you to right now just focus again on your heart. Just notice the difference. Don't judge it. Just notice it. I want now to open this event here for also questions. So, or maybe sharing your experience also helps others. That's always fantastic too. If you're on the webcast, please submit your question now because there's a little bit of a delay until I get them. If you are on the phone and want to share your experience, or you want to ask something, you can also do this. You can raise your hand by pressing star and 2. So we'll see this then and can take your question. So while I'm waiting here for some questions to come in, if they want to come into that, I want to let you know that, so I'm going to do this healing every month. And we have a different theme each month. If you have a suggestion, what you would like to for me to focus on for next event, please send this to me by email, because I want to do what you request. This one was requested too, so it's really helpful for me. And then also just letting you know for today, you can listen to this recording again. I'm going to send this recording to you via email tomorrow. You can connect to that energy field by listening to the recording, because you know the energy, I'm gonna explain this, there's this field right in the universe that connects everything. That's the God field, so to speak. We can connect to this is why, for example, in a reading I can connect to you and can see what happened in the past, because it's all recorded in the field. So the recording is just an anchor. It's an anchor for you to connect again. And so that's why you can use this recording for additional healing. Fantastic. Okay, so I think someone here raised, okay, Romana from Cyprus just raised her hand. I'm gonna unmute you now so you can speak. Hi, Romana.
Hi, actually I'm Barbara Romana.
Oh, that's Romana, your last name. Is the last name. Okay. How are you today?
No worries. I'm okay. I'm extremely tired. I have a question. My question basically is, I'm finding myself kind of being fatigued every day, and I also deal with depression, of course. And how do you really heal depression?
Yes. Well, with depression, I said it's important to keep working with your heart chakra, right? The different techniques. So what I have found in my work is, you know, people, if you go to speak about your past a lot, that really doesn't help so much. Some people get definitely insights, right? But you are basically giving that what you didn't want to happen. You're giving it more and more and more and more energy. And where you put your focus and energy, that's where it grows, right? So what I found is working with the heart chakra is the antidote towards the depression, right? You just want to open that one. And there are different techniques. One that I have shared here many times, but I'm not sure if this is your first healing, is just focusing on the heart.
It is.
Yeah, okay. So when there's a technique that is wonderful and that's been even studied by a research institute for 30 years that focuses on the energy in the heart, because the heart chakra, so the energy center, the heart chakra is the largest energy field in the body. It affects everything. It affects every organ, every other cell. It affects even the brain. It's stronger than the brain. And when the heart, when you feel emotions like that, heart-centered emotions, love, compassion, care, appreciation, gratitude, and you allow yourself to feel these emotions while you focus your attention and your breathing into your heart, right? And you go into this feelings of appreciation, for example, right? Because if you're really depressed, it's hard to find something, but I know you can find something that you're grateful for or that you appreciate. And you allow yourself to go into the resonance of that emotion. In the beginning, it will be hard, but you can train yourself. And when you do this, while you keep your conscious awareness on your heart center, something amazing happens. You're shifting your energy, and that's all documented, right? You're going into what's called coherence. Coherence means that the brain and the heart, the electromagnetic energy of the brain and the heart are in harmony. That's when your body works the most efficiently. It's also the antidote against fatigue, right? And that is a technique that you can use. The more you use this technique, the more you're going to feel better. Plus, the fatigue's going to pass, because fatigue is really, I mean, fatigue can happen when you hold a lot of trauma in your body, right? But just when you look at the heart and the brain, that's when the heart and the brain is out of sync, okay? That's when your physiological processes, they're not harmonized, and your body has to work extra hard to keep it alive. So if you do this practice, you're going into this coherence, this field of harmony, and everything's going to be easier. So that's one suggestion I have for you.
So how long can you do that when you're in your heart and you're thinking of something or someone that you're grateful for? How long do you do this as a practice, and how many times throughout the day?
Great question. Yeah, great question. So definitely when you start out, do it at least for 10, 15 minutes, right? Because you want to learn, right? You want to feel the difference between before you started and then after this 15 minutes has passed. Then you can feel the difference. You know, the more you practice, the better. I mean, you can practice this anytime. Let's say you're in the car, or maybe car is not so good because you need to focus on driving. But let's say you are at the checkout place and you are queuing in line. You can use this few minutes to focus on your heart, focus on those qualities, those emotions, right? So do it throughout the day. If you work in an office, right? Maybe you're working in an office and it's stressful, you could even take a little bathroom break and do it for 5 minutes there. Right? So the more you do it, the better. Also, I like it in the evening. It's a very good time. Let's say you're going to bed and you're already laying in bed. Ending the day on a grateful note with compassion, love, care, or appreciation. Those are the qualities of the heart. That's beautiful. And also, I think getting up in the morning, if you have 5 minutes, you maybe get up earlier, five minutes early, do this in the morning. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, sure. And my last question is, so do you know people that have been doing this, and then how long did it take them, to get rid of it? Is depression something that can go away completely, or is it something like I've been hearing a lot that you have to heal your body constantly, that it's like taking a shower when you clean yourself with soap, that it's kind of like that with our energies in our body, that we have to clean ourselves from energies every day. It's like taking a shower. So I'm just wondering, can depression be cured completely? Can it be just gone?
Yes, of course. Of course can depression be cured. There are many people who have cured themselves, you know. With depression, it's really important also to start a meditation practice, something where you just focus on your breathing. Mm-hmm. And when you have a thought, you just let the thought pass and then focus back on your breathing. Because, as I said also in the call, depression also comes from negative self-talk. It's putting yourself constantly down, mm-hmm. or thinking about the past, all the times you were wronged, all people who were not nice to you, or maybe you have guilt, right? What's something you did? So it's very important. You have to learn to work with your mind. And that is going to be very, very effective, because every thought that you have, there is going to be a physical reaction in the body. Body and mind are so linked. That's why you can close your eyes and think about something that you appreciate, and your body will immediately respond, right? And that's during the day as well.
Right.
So to answer your question, I believe the body heals itself naturally, right? We just need to get out of the way. And with getting out of the way, meaning monitoring our thoughts, practicing being in a compassionate, loving state, right? That's usual, that, you know, that this is really who we are. We just have forgotten it as a society because we are so stressed. There's so much to do, and we have been not taught to live like that. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Yes. So you have the power inside of you to shift your energy, shift your focus towards what you want versus what you don't want. That's what you're saying. You don't want, no one wants to feel depressed or sad, right? So that's why I also work today with the energy of compassion, because sometimes it won't be easy to do this practice, but having compassion for yourself is already the healing right there. That is a compassion opens yourself from away from constriction to openness and allowing love to flow back in.
Mm-hmm. So also, but also, are you saying as well that we should try to be in our heart always, no matter what? Is that something that needs to be practiced to stay in our heart all the time?
Of course, it's a practice, because usually we stay in our head. And this is, I mean, this is the problem for everyone, right? This is how we've been taught. And I do believe that this is also the problem why we have so many injustices, inequality, and violence in our world, because we as a species or a society, more like a society, we have forgotten to be in our hearts. When you live from this heart-centered place, you don't wish evil on someone else. Then you feel connected. You feel a community. You feel a sense of wanting to help others to also live in that place, right? It's going to have an immediate effect, not just on you, but also on your family members, because they will feel it too. You're connected. You're not isolated. You can even, if you have children, you could even teach this to your children. It's a wonderful technique. Wonderful technique. If you want to get...
You are saying that best we can do for ourselves is to be in our heart all the time.
Well, it's not going to happen all the time, right? It's not a black or white thing. It takes a lot of practice to be in the heart all the time. And don't aim for that right now. Aim for just being in the heart a few times of the day. And then the more you do it, the more you want to feel good, right? And if you are living from that place, you're going to learn and shift. And then it's just, the shift will gradually happen. So don't set yourself up for failure and saying, oh, I need to be in my heart all the time. That's not going to happen, right? It's like learning to play the piano. You cannot expect to sit down and play the symphony right away. You have to first learn step by step, right?
But to be in your heart as much as possible is the best thing that we can do for ourselves, basically, right?
Absolutely. I agree. Yes.
Got it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara, for participating. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. You too.
Uh-huh. Okay. So let's look at the questions real quick. Anne writes, thank you so much. Oh, that's so sweet. I'm deeply grateful for these healings. Thank you for your precious support. Thank you. And then I'm also getting a more personal question from Jennifer. Well, Jennifer asks if I could take specific requests for on-the-spot readings during the live show. Let me think about this, Jennifer. I haven't done it like that. I need to think about this, because usually we have a theme, and then, you know, the theme attracts the people who need that type of healing, but it's an idea. So Jennifer, thank you for letting me know. I'm gonna consider. Great. And then lastly, before we end, I want to let you know that I'm going to send you the recording. And also, if you have a certain theme again that you want me to work on, want to do next time, please send it to me. And I also want to let you know that on my website, I have recordings, so professional recordings, clearings for different themes. So you can take a look on that too. Purchase this if you want. Or just keep listening to the live course, but the ones I have on my website, they are professionally done, meaning you're not going to have the background noise from the live call. And there's also a background music that I've used, which is a binaural beats technology that is basically a wonderful technology that enhances the healing process because it helps you lower your brainwave into a so-called alpha theta state. That's the state when healing happens, and that works by just using headphones. So let's say you are highly stressed, then your brain has a high beta wave in that state. It's, you cannot hear, but when you do meditation or when you use this technology with the headphones, then you get different frequency. For example, you get a 15 hertz frequency into one or the right ear, 5 hertz frequency into the left ear, and then your brain calculates the phase difference automatically. So there's nothing you need to do to 10 hertz. 10 hertz is a theta, alpha, between alpha and theta state. So in other words, just listening to the recording, you will automatically, your brain will shift automatically into this pattern, brainwave pattern, where you can heal your body. So I've used this technology to enhance the clearing. Just want to let you know that this is available. All right. So thank you so much for joining. I really love doing this course. Wishing you a wonderful evening wherever you are in the world, or a wonderful day. For me, it's morning because I'm on the other side of the planet right now, if you're in California. And I will talk to you next month again. Much love and take care. Bye-bye.